Welcome to today's episode of Jesus Over Coffee. In this episode, we're going to discuss the seven things that God hates. And we will be reading first, before we discuss these, the scripture that covers the seven things that God hates. And that is in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And I'll read that now. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yes, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
Yeah, and the first one is haughty eyes. You know, the thing is pride and arrogance is a wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's a misleading thing. And it's often something that we can mislead ourselves into. Yeah. To where we have a filter of an illusion, to where we just look down on somebody and say, what I have is better than yours.
Yeah.
What I earned is better than yours, and they say that to evaluate and exalt themselves to where somehow that's better than the person that's inside.
Yeah.
And materialistic things rust away; it disappears; it's gone; it won't last forever. We live in a world where this won't last forever, and whenever people sell their soul to gain the world, they're gaining a world that's dying. They're gaining something that is literally not going to last for eternity.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It really is. And it's sad that they don't understand that humility, we need to see it as a virtue. And with humility, we understand that we have these things and we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. And so it's important to be thankful for what we have.
Yeah.
To be satisfied for what we have. And to live happily with what we have.
And so next we'll look at a lying tongue. So it's important to always be truthful in your relationships. And when I say that, it doesn't, not just our immediate family, like our spouse or our children, but also people in our community. It's important to be truthful and honest with everyone, like your boss, coworkers, people in your church, your pastor. Just really, just in general, everyone, it's important to be truthful with everyone at all times. Because what happens, especially in your neighborhood or your community or even your church, when you lie and then you get caught up in a lie, people start to kind of talk and they look at you like, he's not an honest person. And that's not good because it can erode your trust and the trust that people have with you and even your integrity.
And you got to build on top of that lie.
Yeah.
You just got to build on top.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. Usually people that, like, I've known people that they tell so many lies, they can't keep up with them. And that's usually how they get caught, because they have to tell more lies to get out of the lies that they told to begin with.
Right.
Which is definitely not good, but I'll give you guys some scripture also that kind of backs this up. John 16:13, it talks about the spirit of truth and how the spirit, basically, it can't guide a liar, but it will guide us into truth. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth, right? So the Holy Spirit is not going to guide you into truth if you're just telling a bunch of lies. James 3:5-6 talks about how it's our tongue is what defiles a man. So that's important. You know, that lying tongue, The tongue, it says, is what defiles a man. And a story you can read in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 to 10, talks about a man, Ananias and his wife, how they had some property, some land, and they sold it. And when Peter had confronted him about it, about the value of the land and you know how much money was basically made off the land, Ananias first lied to Peter, and straight away when he did, says he gave up the ghost. He just fell over dead. So then the men carried him out, and then his wife, not knowing, she comes in, I think it's like 3 hours later or something like that, right? Yeah. So his wife comes in a few hours later, and when Peter confronts her, she does the same thing. She lies, bold-faced lies to his face. Bam, she falls over dead too and gives up the spirit. It's not good to be a liar.
No.
It tells us right here that God hates it. So it's always good to be honest. You know, you don't want to erode your trust and your integrity within your community. And you should always strive to be truthful in your relationships with everyone, not just us, but especially with God, with the Lord.
Yeah.
You know.
And, I mean, with hands that shed innocent blood, there are consequences to our actions, whether we believe it or not. And there are multiple ways that how we know this. Is obviously the good book tells us. And another thing is history tells us. When you look at history, you see the outcomes and consequences of things that happen. And in Ecclesiastes, it says, nothing is new under the sun. Nothing's new. But then when you read in Isaiah, it says, behold, I, the Lord, am doing a new thing. And that tells me that only God is capable of doing a new thing in our lives. That's it. But what I want to read to you is Revelation 21, verse 8. And it says, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshipers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And that tells you that's the outcome. And that what a sad time it's going to be for non-believers, people who live like that. And they might be in prison. They might be in prison all their lives, and they never received the gospel, never received Jesus Christ, and because they never did want to.
Right.
And then they have to experience that. Wow. You know, I saw a TikTok video of a man asking random people if they believe in Jesus, and I would see old people say no. They say, no, I do not believe in Jesus. No, I think, didn't he die? And they'll say things that are hurtful, you know, to Jesus, that are hurtful for me to hear against him. And I'm just like, man, that's wild to me. That the elderly people, there's elderly people who think like that.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
And the hands that shed innocent blood is people walk around thinking there's no consequences to their actions, but there most certainly is. And people upload videos of them doing crimes and shedding innocent blood on social media.
Yeah.
They do it on Twitter. They do it on whatever social media that they can.
Right.
And it's so messed up that you can go on the internet and find that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll just stumble upon you.
Yeah.
What was you going to say?
I was just going to say it's what he just said is crazy, because people will be, you know, with their iPhones like this, somebody can be getting beaten and pummeled to death, and people would rather record it with their phone than to try to help an innocent person.
Exactly.
Who is just being attacked.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But that's, unfortunately, the society that we live in today, and it's just sad. We live in a sad time.
Yeah.
All right, so next we're going to look at a heart that devises wicked schemes. We have to consider the impact of malicious intentions. You know, we shouldn't prey on other people's downfall. And not only that, we shouldn't try to set stuff into motion for their downfall. You know, it's important for us to always nurture a heart that inclines toward good and goodwill and doing good, the things that pleases the Lord, as opposed to the things that he hates. And I'll give you a scripture or two on that. In Genesis chapter 6, you can read this for yourself in verses 5 to 9. It talks about how God saw the wickedness of man and how man just had a wicked heart, the things that they were doing in the times of Noah as to why he flooded the earth. And basically, none was good outside of Noah. That's why he entrusted Noah to build the ark so he could preserve that which was good and basically destroy all the rest that was evil. So it seems kind of brutal, but you know, God hates it, you know, and just like the story with Ananias, he's only going to put up with so much from all of us, you know.
Warned him.
Yeah. They had warning and they thought Noah was crazy until it started to rain.
Yep.
In Matthew chapter 15, I'll actually read this one, verses 19 and 20, and it says, "For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." So again, there's more scripture that just tells us that mankind has a wicked heart. Even still, this is from Old Testament, from the flooding of the earth, to New Testament, even in Matthew. These are the words in red. These are Jesus' words himself. He's saying mankind has a wicked heart.
Yeah.
These are the things that God hates, because these are not righteous works. These are not the good fruits. You know, these are not the things that God wants from us or even expects from us. So yeah, we should always nurture ourselves in a heart that's inclined towards doing good and to always strive to walk the walk that Jesus walked when he was here on this earth.
Right. And you know, that's the thing, is that we should walk into the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the life that he lives. And the Bible is there to help us live a life that pleases him. And it's up to us to be willing to work towards that goal. But instead we have people whose feet are quick to rush into evil. We have people whose feet are quick to rush at a fight because a fight is entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of people in high school. When I was in high school, there would be tons of friends that I'd have who'd be like, Gabe, look at this fight in another public school.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and I would think that is awful.
Yeah.
You know, and they would do that for my reactions.
Right.
But like my reactions was real and it wasn't me faking. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. It's absolutely horrible that it's going on and it still happens today, where people are so quick to pull out their phone and record somebody dying, record people fighting, and it could lead to a death. And I mean, I understand it's good to have evidence to see what happened.
Right, yeah, when the police show up,
yeah,
hopefully.
That is good. That is something to consider. But at the same time, they're happy when it happens. Yeah. And they don't try to stop a fight from escalating. Instead, they just let it happen.
Oh, so they can record it.
So yeah.
Post it on social media.
And then, so, you know, there's like a double thing that happens there.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it's good to have evidence, you know, that you can take in court and everything. I understand that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because that can also be done for your safety.
Right.
But at the same time, there's people who just make a career out of it and who inspire that. I mean, we was talking about an episode of Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Where there was these guys walking down a street recording themselves.
Yeah.
And they were just sucker punching elderly people walking down the street, right?
Yeah, they were playing the, I think they call it the knockout game or something like that, where they just sucker punch people.
There was doing that. Yeah. And I'm like, they was recording themselves do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is absolutely wrong. And they think that they have no consequence of doing that.
Yeah.
None. But I would not want, you know, I think it's crazy at the amount of stuff that people do on the internet now and think that they, you know, nothing of it.
Right.
I mean, people even cheat on the internet.
Yeah.
People, they rush to do evil. They rush to cheat on their spouse.
Yeah.
On a night out where they're partying. They get excited to do evil things. And it's crazy because I'll see video footage of the early 2000s. Like, you know, in 2000 or 2001, there'll be seniors in senior year recording themselves. And they'll, like, be real, real awkward. And so, because I'm sure they're knowing this is a recording.
Right.
You know, this is a recording of me that they're filming of me. But then now it's like we have no filter. We say whatever is on our mind. We do whatever. And a lot of times we say stuff that is just outlandish and so insane just to get fame, just to get numbers.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that there's more to life than numbers. I mean, even if a video gets a billion views, it's not going to be remembered, you know, forever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, remember that Justin Bieber video, Baby Baby? Yeah, it got like a billion views. Like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
So what? That was in 2009. This is right. 2023. Yeah. You know, it makes no sense. And so the world will pass away, but God's words will never pass away.
Amen.
And that's why it's important that we don't have feet that rush toward evil.
Yeah, but I think we all know those people who are hot-headed, and we probably all got that.
Yeah.
One uncle, a family member who shows up to a family reunion and just.
And holidays.
Yeah, right.
They talk about politics.
Yeah. And they're just looking for something that they can just start a fight with, you know?
Yeah.
Or those, we've all got that probably one guy in our neighborhood who's just this arrogant, puffed up, like he was talking about earlier, hot headed guy that's just waiting for somebody to set him off. He's ready to fight at the drop of a hat. You know, we all probably, at least if we don't know him now, we probably run across those people at some point in our life, sadly. So next we're going to look at a false witness who pours out lies. There's a very destructive nature to false accusations, and it's bad. You know, it's something that we shouldn't do because, again, we're lying, and God hates a liar. But it can also oftentimes lead down a path that may cause some of the other things, like he was saying earlier, shedding innocent blood. You know, if you make false accusations on somebody, or you're gossiping or spreading rumors about somebody, you may cause somebody else to go after somebody and hurt them or even murder them or something like that, you know, and that's just bad. And I can remember a time when I was in like elementary school, I had a teacher, I can't remember, it was like maybe fourth or fifth grade, but she made us play this game called Rumors. So she would start at the first desk in the front row over in the corner, and she would give the first student, she would whisper in their ear, maybe something about a baseball game or something, you know. And it would go down that row. They would whisper to each other, and it would come up the other row, and it would just kind of weave, snake its way through the class. And then when it got to the last kid in class, that kid had to stand up and tell us what they heard from all the other 19 kids, right? If there was 20 kids in the class. So this kid stands up, and it's not even about a baseball game anymore. It's about, I don't know, going to the beach or going to get a haircut or something crazy like that. And it just goes to show that when you gossip or you spread rumors, as the more people it filters through, it's just like a snowball effect, you know, rolling downhill. It's just going to get bigger and bigger, and it's going to get worse and worse to the point where it's going to be so bad. Like we said, it may cause somebody else to do the other things, rush into evil, shed innocent blood, stuff like that. And it's really just not good. The the importance of honesty is always important to be honest. You know, as we said, God hates a liar. Well, most people, unless it's another liar, most people don't like a liar either. You know, everybody wants people to be open, upfront, and honest and truthful when they communicate with them. I know I do. You know, if I ask you something, I want you to be honest with me. If I hear something from someone else, I don't want it to be a lie. I want it to be the truth. You know, so it's always best policy just to be honest and truthful with everybody, and not pour out lies. You shouldn't pour lies out of your mouth and make false accusations against other people, because it's just not good.
Right. And I mean, with a person who stirs up conflict in a community, I want to ask you a question, you know, and that is, whenever, to those who walk their dogs, whenever you walk your dog at a park or something, and you see somebody else have their dog, and they're walking the park, you know, where you're at, and then the dog, you know, obviously does the number two, you know, lays it down, and the owner of that dog doesn't pick it up and put it in the trash, right? As the parks want. Well, does it make sense for me as a dog owner in that story, for example, does it make sense for me to walk over and put my dog's fecal matter, you know, his number two, on top of it instead of throwing it in the trash? Does it make sense? To me, it doesn't. And the reason why I say that is that a person who stirs up conflict in the community, it doesn't make sense to reply to violence with just more violence. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And what we need to realize is that it takes peace. It takes work to work toward peace. Peace isn't easy. It's not easy to it's not easy to maintain. It's not easy to keep. And it's why then the phrase "keep the peace." You got to work. You got to be a prayer warrior to keep the peace. You got to be a warrior for God to keep the peace. Because, you know, and it might even, I mean, there's phrases that I've heard that it causes violence within yourself to keep peace within yourself, because you're fighting with there's a war that rages on inside of our minds that we don't really realize. Spiritual battle is a real thing. It is an absolutely real thing. And we are fighting with our flesh, with Satan, and a lot of times with God too, of what he wants us to do, of what his word wants us to do. But we know that what he wants us to do is ultimately the right thing.
That's good, yeah.
It's for our good.
Yeah.
God doesn't just say something and he does it out of hate for us.
Right.
God loves us.
Right.
Nothing can separate us from God's love. But what the problem is that it is a struggle day in and day out. And it is no help to have us or another person stir up conflict within the community and try and just absolutely bring up chaos, but people just want to. Watching that movie, Batman the Dark Knight, you know, some men just want to watch the world burn, is what Alfred says to Batman, to Bruce Wayne. And I'm like, that is one of the most wisest things to ever hear out of a film, out of a movie for entertainment. Because I'm like, people just do. They want to watch the world burn. And to me, it's demonic.
Yeah.
To me, that is absolutely demon-inspired, to where they just want to see violence carried out through and through. And it is so messed up and awful that we live in that way. And we can't just sit idly by on top of our hands and do nothing. We have a voice. We have a voice to where we can speak up for ourselves when we're doing wrong. You know, I've preached it many times in my life, being a preacher and a young minister to other churches, and the church that I go to here, which is we're called to be a door that leads to Jesus Christ. You know, we're called to be a door, but not a doormat.
Right.
To where we can just be walked on all the time. And it's important that we understand that we are called to live as this guide of our lives in the Holy Spirit. And if we don't see and understand history of the Bible, and we don't see and understand the things that God wants us to do, and we just go freely and live however we want to live, there are consequences to that.
Right.
And a lot of times they can be very, very damaging consequences to ourselves and to others. Sin doesn't just hurt ourselves. It also hurts families. It hurts other people. Think of all the victims who have been fallen victim under violence, under something somebody did, like road rage. Somebody just absolutely getting so mad and worked up, and to where they'll stop at a red light and just get out of their vehicle, go to the other vehicle that made them mad, and start saying death threats to them.
Yeah.
And that could lead to a gunfight.
Yeah.
And people just want to look for violence. If I'm walking into any place, a restaurant, a bar, a store, whatever, and I say, hey, guys, be careful, watch it, I'm a black belt, that alone is inspiring challenge.
Right, yeah.
Same as a possibility of an open carry, you know, with a gun, I'm open carrying and stuff. That could cite a problem where I could be the first target if somebody's robbing a bank or robbing a store or something. And so, you know, it's not good to openly look for a challenge. Mm. Like, hey, I'm packing, or hey, I'm big and strong, I can take anybody on. You know, it's best to be humble. It's best to defuse the situation. It's best to be peaceful and always look for a more better peaceful goal than just automatically jumping the gun or, you know, and just going to violence head on. Yeah. And so many people are quick to divorce. So many people are quick to evilness, to where they just jump the gun and they have an ultimatum. They're so quick to make an ultimatum. Instead of working out to better hold the marriage together, they want to throw it away.
Yeah.
When that is a sacred, holy thing, that is something that is meant for life commitment, for love, and not out of hate. You know, and it's important that we involve God into our actions and that our beliefs back up our actions and what we say, and that we mean what we say. That's what's important. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, and as we close, I would just like to say that when we learn to hate what God hates, love what God loves, then we will learn to enjoy what God enjoys.
Amen. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
On our podcast of Jesus Over Coffee. And we hope you have a wonderful, blessed day.
God bless you.